I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com. Jason, as always, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.
Asheville's gone through sort of a protracted hotel boom. I can't say it's been sort of dissected in little bits, but this latest part of the hotel boom is really going to affect one area of the city. So you've been following this. Tell us a bit about what is the latest with all these hotels and what area of the city is going to get impacted by this latest part of the boom.
Yes, the latest proposal is to turn Asheville's historic Flatiron Building into a hotel. The building is about 91 or 2 years old. It has served as an office building for its entire life. It's an iconic structure, one of Asheville's first major structures built in the 20s. And, its distinctive triangular shape is really cool and makes it stand out. And a developer based in Charleston, who is actually an Asheville native, says he has a plan to preserve the building and remake it into a hotel.
Being that it's an historic building, there's obviously going to be some restrictions on what can be done to it to turn it into a hotel. But what would this proposal look like and how much would it affect the historic status of the building?
Yes, the developer says he's already applied for tax credits under the federal program that allows tax credits for the preservation and restoration of historic buildings. Essentially, Matt, the building, like the bones of the building, will stay the same. It's a concrete building. The hallways, the doorways will remain the same. A historic renovation would require the addition of a new elevator. The Flatiron Building is well known for its hand-operated elevator right now. More of the restoration would include cleaning the brick, restoring the copper parapet, fixing the windows.
This would be a little bit different than what happened to the BB&T building, though. I mean, that was also gutted, but that was also reskinned, I believe was the correct term. So this would be different than that, right?
That's a great example, Matt. This is very different. An adaptive reuse of a building like the Flatiron Building will honor its historic structure. And most of the work, honestly, according to the developer, would occur behind the doors in all the rooms of the 9-story structure. So, yes, no significant outward changes, trying to restore it to its original look.
Downtown is the area that's going to be affected most by this latest hotel boom. What other areas of downtown are going to see new hotels in the coming years?
We are seeing hotel development happening right now, Matt, in the Biltmore Village area. There are two hotels under construction there. We've seen some recent hotel development on the Airport Road corridor in South Asheville. Downtown Asheville has been the heart of the boom as we see it right now. And just to give you a quick little background on the history, Matt, this current cycle we're in of what I'm calling a hotel construction boom, it is, started in 2015 with the opening of the Village Inn on the Biltmore Estate. That was sort of the first new hotel opening in a couple of years, and it marked the beginning of a wave of what we're seeing now. Since 2015, Buncombe County as a market has seen a 15% increase in the number of available hotel rooms. In numbers, that equals about more than 1,000 hotel rooms, give or take a few. And as we've said, there are several more under construction and several more in the planning process. There's a new hotel that was approved a couple of years ago that is just now starting to be constructed on Merriman Avenue, just north of the Central Business District. It's happening all around us, and there really is, as you said, no sign of it slowing anytime soon.
These large pieces of real estate, prominent pieces of real estate within the city, that they're becoming hotels, what does that sort of say about the economy of Asheville? Particularly something like the Flatiron Building, something that's pretty recognizable, that's going to become a hotel. That really says something about the economy here, doesn't it?
It definitely points to the fact that the tourism economy is huge for Asheville. And I think we have talked, Matt, in the past about Asheville's roots as a tourist destination going back to almost its very beginning. So we're in a new cycle where people have recognized that Asheville is a vibrant, cool city. They want to visit it. And not only are we seeing the construction of all these new hotels, we're also seeing a boom in short-term vacation rentals, which we've also talked about its impact as well. But the sheer number of property owners in Asheville renting out their homes to visitors continues to skyrocket, and we're one of the biggest markets in North Carolina and honestly the country for that kind of vacation rental.
Late last month, the Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority put out this report showing that short-term rentals from 2015 to 2017 had increased 300,000 room nights booked. So while you have that continuing to grow, and you have all these new hotel rooms, and all these new hotels that are going to be opening with rooms to fill, how does this area, this industry, how does it make sure those rooms stay filled as more and more of them come online?
That's a great question, and it's one that the Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority in particular discusses, works on, struggles with at times every day. Their purpose is to bring people to Asheville and Buncombe County. So what's happened, Matt, is we've seen the hotel construction boom. Also in this cycle, we've seen the hotel occupancy tax increase. That money goes to the TDA. The TDA then spends that money to market Asheville to the masses. So the TDA's budget has increased significantly in this period. That means more resources to create commercials and all kinds of different ads on phones and streaming devices to reach people and get them to come visit. On a more practical level, what's happening for the hoteliers is the rates they charge are starting to level out. For several years, they've been very high because the demand has been strong and the supply has been low of hotel rooms. Now the supply of hotel rooms is increasing. It's catching up to that demand. Thus, the rate is leveling out, and that makes hoteliers nervous. They don't like to see that. At the same time, we have the short-term rental situation happening. Those rates are usually more affordable, usually cheaper than a typical hotel room. And as far as I've seen, those rates have stayed about steady, but we might see some of those rates starting to go up.
And the city did this year vote in some new restrictions and rules about short-term rentals. Are those going to have any impact immediately on the popularity of short-term rentals in Asheville?
I think what we've seen is Asheville City Council clamp down on the short-term rental market. So yes, there will be some effect of slowing that down a little bit. I haven't seen any recent numbers because the action has been so new. So I think it's kind of a wait and see situation on that front.
There are hotel regulations that have been passed recently too. What are those and what impact might that again have on this burgeoning industry within Asheville?
Yes, the other thing we've seen, Matt, is Asheville City Council sort of crack down on rules and regulations for approving new hotels. Essentially, any new hotel now has to end up before City Council for their final approval. So far, under those new regulations, Asheville City Council has only denied one developer, and that developer has challenged that decision in court. Oral arguments were just heard a month or so ago at the North Carolina Court of Appeals level. We should get a decision before the end of the year to see what will happen with that. That's a proposed Embassy Suites Hotel on Haywood Street. But we'll just have to continue to see on a case-by-case basis how Asheville City Council makes decisions on whether or not to approve these hotels.
Jason Sanford, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Matt.